Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The twice-indicted mayor of Fall River, Jaisal Correa, is moving closer to another term in office. He finished with enough votes in yesterday's preliminary election to appear on the November ballot. He'll face Fall River School Committee member Paul Coogan, who won an overwhelming majority of the vote yesterday. Reporter Nadine Sabai has more.
As the election results rolled in, Paul Coogan told a room full of supporters at Scotty's Pub in downtown Fall River that he's ready to restore dignity to City Hall.
People rightfully deserve and demand better leadership, honesty, and more openness from their mayor. They deserve someone who is not in it for the power, for the money, is in it but because they are just like you. And guess what? We have had enough in this city right now.
Coogan received 62% of the vote. Correa came in second with 21% of the vote, beating out the third candidate, Erica Scott Pacheco. At the same venue where the 27-year-old celebrated his first mayoral victory, Correa admitted his arrest less than 2 weeks ago had a major impact on the results.
You got to look at that and say, okay, 11 days, how do you come back from something like that? And we still won tonight. There was a real possibility that I would have been out. I mean, most people want to make it through this to get to the final election in November. We're still in this thing, and we're in it to win it.
Federal officials arrested Correa on a total of 24 counts for allegedly extorting marijuana vendors for cash and milking investors from an app he started before he was elected to office. Coogan supporter Philip Rodriguez says he thinks Coogan is the one to repair Fall River's image.
I want to see Fall River continue to move forward. I don't want us to be the embarrassment to the rest of the state, to the rest of the country. I mean, it's been some pretty sad things happening, and I'm looking forward to putting this back on the map as a great city, because this really is a great city.
But Correa still has a base of support from voters like Kyle Correa, no relation, who says the allegations are just that, allegations.
Until proven guilty, he is not guilty. And we're going to move the city forward with his how he's running our city. And that's what I'm looking for in the November election. And I'm glad he came second place. And we're going to come first place on November 5th.
Over 13,000 Fall River voters went to the polls last night, a significantly greater turnout than the last two preliminary elections. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nadine Sabai.